Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, one sitting Wisconsin U.S. Senator is running for re-election while an area state senator says she's retiring. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The sitting U.S. Senator I'm talking about is Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He had indicated that he'd only run for two terms, but during the latter part of this, his second six-year term in the upper chamber in Washington, D.C., Johnson has continually suggested that he may go ahead and run for a third six-year term. He did make that official today with a press release that was broken on WISN-TV in Milwaukee this way, with the anchor reading his statement.
It is not a decision I have made lightly. Having already experienced a growing level of vitriol and false attacks, I certainly don't expect better treatment in the future. In order for my campaign to succeed, I will need the support of every Wisconsinite who values the truth and refuses to allow lies and distortions to prevail.
Johnson will face a challenge from any one of a number of Democratic candidates vying for the chance to face him in November. They'll score off in a primary coming up the second Tuesday in August. Among the top-tier, more discussed candidates include Lieutenant Governor African-American Mandela Barnes and also Milwaukee Bucks owner Alex Lazary. Lazary issuing this statement today regarding Johnson announcing that he'll run for re-election. Lazary says, quote, "Whether it's his conspiracy theorizing, fealty to Donald Trump, or total indifference towards helping working Wisconsinites, Ron Johnson has shown time and time again that he isn't up to the task of representing the people of Wisconsin. Today, Lazary says, he announced that in November, we unseat him." Well, we'll wait and see again that primary coming up August 9th to see who will score off against the likely Republican nominee, Ron Johnson, seeking again a third six-year term representing the entire state of Wisconsin in the United States Senate. Of course, the Senate, a 50-50 break right now with a moderate Democrat like Joe Manchin, keeping the Democrats from doing all that they want to on a number of matters. And certainly Republicans hopeful that in the midterms they may regain control of the Senate. So Johnson's candidacy critical here and nationally. Meanwhile, the area state senator who announced on Friday that she is going to retire at the end of her current four-year term is Lake Halley Republican Kathy Bernier.
"I've been contemplating retirement. I don't know about you, but when you reach 65-ish, you start thinking about what you want to do when you grow up."
Bernier says she does not take for granted the honor and privilege it's been to serve the citizens of her district and her community over the past quarter century. She says the choice to retire was a difficult one for her, but she's been contemplating it for some time. She'll be 66 in April, and she says she's worked and worked hard for her entire life and wants to spend the next years enjoying the things she didn't have time for during her career. She plans on traveling, creating art, and most importantly, spending more time with family, a true source of joy in her life. Bernier says her grandchildren are growing up so fast, she wants to spend as much time as possible with them. In addition, Bernier fully expects that there'll be other opportunities to serve her community, state, or country in a part-time capacity, and we'll touch on some of that a bit later. Prior to serving in the state Senate, Bernier served as Chippewa County Clerk for more than a decade and also represented the 68th Assembly District in the lower chamber in Madison. Senator Bernier made it clear that she'll finish out her term this year all the way until early next January. But with her announcing that she's not going to seek re-election, who may run for her seat? Well, one of those adding his name to the mix over the weekend is longtime Republican activist Brian Westrate, a resident of Fall Creek, announcing that he feels it's his duty to stand up for liberty and the rule of law. He says Governor Evers' policies have curtailed our freedoms, hurt our state, and made it harder for people to pursue their American dream. Westrate said in a news release on Saturday, he's running to shrink government, expand liberty, and promote policies that affirm life and our ability to make an honest living. But a lot of attention and speculation that possibly Republican State Representative Jesse James of the 68th Assembly District in Bernier's 23rd State Senate District may also run. No official word from James yet. We'll wait and see if anything is forthcoming this week. Senator Bernier did offer this advice for Westrate, James, or whoever may seek to succeed her in the 23rd State Senate District.
"Do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. I think anyone who runs in my place ought to bear that in mind, that the constituents of the 23rd Senate District appreciate honesty and integrity in the end. I know that there are one-issue people that run for office. Generally, they're not very successful. And so if your mission to run for office is to represent the people of the district as honestly and as fairly as you possibly can, you'll go a long way.
During Friday's news conference, a Leader Telegram reporter referenced the fact that he wasn't surprised by Bernier's announcement that she was retiring because he recalls the fact that even when she was serving in the state assembly, she talked about possibly leaving the legislature. He asked her when she decided that this was the time to get out.
I would probably say about 6 months ago. And when I had a conversation with Majority Leader Lemahieu, Speaker Voss, and our candidate for governor, Rebecca Clayfish. It was probably the end of July, first part of August. I didn't write down the date, but it was in the summer when I recognized that if we continue to focus on 2020 going into 2022, we're going to have a problem not turning out the Republicans and not turning out the Democrats for a gubernatorial. As you know, far fewer people vote for governor than they do for president. And so far fewer people vote for our local races, unfortunately. It is the behavior of the electorate. So I, in my conversation with the leadership, said, I am going to start turning the ship. I am going to start training people on what the election system really is, how it works, what's fact, and what's fiction. And then I'm going to continue that process until we move into 2022, focusing on electing Republicans. So it was not a surprise. I knew that it would put my head on the chopping block, so to speak, in some circles. It to me was a sacrifice for the greater good for the Republican Party, contrary to what some of them may think. It's not about me. It's not about believing that there was absolutely no voter fraud. It is not that I'm now somehow a Democrat or a liberal. It is about focusing on what's important, because Donald Trump is not going to become president anytime soon. And so we need to stop banging that drum, take action where we can. And we had election laws come through. As you know, I voted against a couple of them because they didn't hit the target, in my opinion. I've worked since the Legislative Audit Bureau came out. My staff and I have worked hard to fashion three comprehensive bills, one pre-election, one election day, and one post-election, to address some of those concerns that popped up during the Legislative Audit Bureau. We continue to work on what the Wisconsin Institute on Law and Liberty had for suggestions. Some were taking up, some were not quite doing precisely as they recommended, but those conversations are going on between my office and the Speaker's office and the Majority Leader's office in the Senate.
Senator Bernier says,
so my job isn't done. I am an elected official for another year, an entire year. So I don't consider myself a lame duck. I am going to continue to work. My staff is going to continue to work for the people of the 23rd. We're going to continue looking at proposing election bills that will make the election process more transparent. And I think that's one of the issues that we have. People do not understand the electoral process at all. They don't involve themselves in the electoral process other than walking in and marking their ballot. So our job is to educate them on what the electoral process is and where the checks and balances are. And, you know, my e-update went out, had the Heritage Foundation report that we're eighth in the nation for security, the security of elections in the state of Wisconsin, Georgia is number one. Georgia got hit hard by President Trump. And they're still feeling the ramifications of the highest office in the land challenging the election results that are not warranted. There were some concerns. We have very creative liberals in our country who decide that they're going to collect ballots in the parks. It was very creative. We had third-party funding that was tied to an individual who came here from the eastern part of the country to work the elections in Wisconsin. And is that suspect? Absolutely. That is not transparent. That is not part of our electoral process. And it should be questioned. So I know I get beat up by wanting to move on, but by the same token, we have to recognize here's what we can do to improve, and we need to move on.
The retiring Senator Kathy Bernier of Lake Halley says,
it was my goal to focus Republicans on the future of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, in the nation. I seem to have gotten some attention nationwide, and hopefully people will understand what my mission was. It wasn't to diss President Trump. It wasn't to hide election and law infractions. It was to focus on the future as well as addressing election concerns going forward.
Well, Senator Bernier had hinted for a long time that she was probably going to be ready to retire after this term. She got a lot of pushback after her announcement as the head of the Senate Elections Committee that she felt like the Robin Voss appointed Mike Gabelman investigation of the election from 2020 should wrap up and we should move on. Gabelman himself had called for Bernier to resign, and she'd suggested that possibly folks like him should watch it. It might just provoke her to go ahead and stay in the legislature. I asked her about that.
But, you know, that really ticked me off, and it did. And there was a little part of me that said, you know, that might be motivation for me to go ahead and run and prove them wrong, that I can still win the election in the 23rd Senate District, even in a primary. I mean, that made me mad. And so I just wanted to sling an arrow back. And I did, and a part of me thought about, yeah, I could. And it wouldn't even take much money, because, you know, who doesn't know me by now? So then I started thinking about committing to a four-year term and how I, you know, don't want to be in the state legislature when I'm 70-plus. And so then I thought, wouldn't be fair to run for vindictive reasons? And commit to a full four-year term. I wasn't sure I was going to keep up the whole four-year term this time, but I'm committed to it, and so here I am.
After getting some unfavorable pushback from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss regarding her comments about the election investigation wrapping up and moving on, I asked Bernier on Friday if she is at least heartened by Voss's comments from last week that he thinks the investigation should wrap up by the end of February.
Yes. My understanding is that investigation was going to be wrapped up around the time the Legislative Audit Bureau was done. Now, whether there's additional information, I'm not aware of any additional information. I, for one, you probably all read my comments in regard to Michael Gabelman in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When, you know, having been in the courthouse and knowing prosecutors and district attorneys and whatever, they don't generally go out and advertise this, that, and the other thing while they're in the middle of an investigation. And so my comments in that panel, when asked, I think it was Eric Lindquist from Eau Claire Leader who was online, asked me, what about the Gabelman investigation? Now, we call it the Gabelman investigation, but really and truly, it's the Voss investigation. Gabelman's a hired hand. And so I said it should be wrapped up sooner rather than later. It is very unfortunate that Mr. Gabelman took that personally, because he shouldn't have. He didn't decide to do an investigation. It's not his money. It's the people's money that is paying him. And it was Voss who hired him. And so to go after me because of my opinion is shameful on his part. It was despicable, in my opinion. It's like, it's not personal, Mr. Gabelman. It's about the investigation. It was more for Voss's benefit than it is for Gableman's benefit. So I don't understand how men think sometimes. We'll take it to a gender difference, a communication difference among genders, whatever the case is. But Mr. Gableman took it personally, and he shouldn't have. It was not personal.
So again, recapping today's Chippewa Valley This Week. At the outset, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson announcing today, making it official, he will seek a third six-year term in the U.S. Senate. The Senate currently a 50-50 split, Republicans and Democrats, a whole stream of Democrats vying for the chance to square off against him. We'll find out who will be his opponent coming up August the 9th in that primary. Also, Republican State Senator Kathy Brunier making it official on Friday. She will be retiring, but working hard, continuing to work hard in the upper chamber this final year. Brian Westrade, a Republican activist, putting his hat in the ring. Also, we'll wait and hear if Republican State Representative Jesse James also pursues that seat and if they'll square off in a August 9th primary as well. This has been a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.